Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Fun topic coming up, and if I'm not careful, I am going to mess this up and say something like livestock sweepstocks. So that's because I've only had one cup of coffee so far, but I will let you talk about the actual thing, which is livestock sweepstakes. Let's go for that.
That's correct. You said it. Now you're going to get the tongue twister in my head, too.
Uh-oh.
But yes, so this past weekend, we had livestock sweepstakes, and sweepstakes is made up of four competitions. The first competition is livestock judging, which is evaluation of the animal, and then the 4-H'ers also have to, it's called reasons, they have to explain their placings to a judge. They have to go through and talk through their reasoning of why they placed the animals the way they did. So that's the first competition. When we talk livestock, we're talking our four main livestock meat breeds. So that is beef, swine, meat goat, and sheep. So it's all four of those species that are included in this. The next competition is meat, and this is on their knowledge of cuts, like just knowing cuts of those four species, and then being able to evaluate the quality of those cuts. So again, there's quite a bit of knowledge that goes into understanding what those cuts are, what they're called, and then how do we evaluate them as a consumer on the quality of them. The next competition is skill-a-thon, and this is just on their general basic knowledge of the operation of running a livestock facility of all four of those species. It's more on knowing their breeds, knowing what the breeds are known for. Just like in dogs, you know, dogs have all these different breeds, and within these four species, we have all these different breeds, and they're all known, just like in the dog world, they're all kind of known for their individual characteristics and what makes their product better or worse, or makes them good mamas or not good mamas, you know, those type of things. And then just their basic knowledge of, like, the operation, like how you should feed, how you should take care, a good husbandry, that type of knowledge is what the skill-a-thon is known for. And then the quiz bowl, which the quiz bowl is kind of a fun intellectual competition that you have to be able to recall your knowledge on a very quick pace. So those are the four competitions: livestock judging, meat, skill-a-thon, and then quiz bowl. And so we had three teams that went up there this weekend. There's four on a team. So we took 16 kids from Frontier District, and I'm very excited to announce how they did. In the overall sweepstakes competition, our Frontier 1 team was fifth overall. So out of all those four competitions, they were fifth overall. So congratulations to them. I'm going to start with our livestock team. Frontier was 1, and Frontier 1 was second overall out of 100 teams. So that was a very great placing. That's really exciting. And then our second team placed 17th overall. So standing at a very elite level. I'm so proud of our kids. So then as livestock judging individuals, we've had Lane Higby that placed 6th, Ella Higby placed 4th, and Mackenzie Cunningham placed 13th overall. And that's individual. That's not a team. And that was out of 215 kids. So again, standing at a very elite level. In our meat team, Frontier placed 8th overall out of 31 teams. Meat individuals had Tyler Gillespie place 11th overall, and Graham Higby placed 34th overall, and that was out of 80 individuals. In our skill-a-thon, our Frontier team 1 placed number 5 overall, and our Frontier 2 team placed 20th overall out of 70 teams. Individual skill-a-thon, Lane Higby placed 10th overall, and Tyler Gillespie placed 12th overall out of 115 individuals. And then our quiz bowl, our Frontier team 1 placed 4th overall, and our Frontier team 2 placed 9th overall out of 20 teams. So again, just extremely elite levels, and I'm so proud of our kids. They put in a lot of hard work to be able to stand at those elite levels, and I just want to sing their praises and just talk about how proud I am of them and their ability to go on then and do something in the ag world. Is I can't wait to see what all these kids do. They're great individuals, and so I'm so proud of all of them.
having met several of them myself, I'm not really surprised that they did so well, but those are some outstanding showings, I will say.
Yes, yes. So I just want to note a couple of things as I wrap up my session this morning. That State Fair is coming up, and this is open to the state of Kansas and beyond. It's really a great little vacation for families to take out there. It's September 9th through the 17th out in Hutchinson, Kansas. So I just wanted to give a little plug for the Kansas State Fair, and there's lots of activities going on. If you just go on and Google Kansas State Fair, it'll pull up their website and all of their activities they have going on. The big livestock show, animal shows, poultry and rabbit, and then dog will all be that first weekend, the 9th and the 10th. If that's something you're intrigued in, to go out there. But they have rodeo, they have tractor pulls, they have concerts, lots of fun things that go on at the Kansas State Fair. And so I encourage everybody to go out there to Hutchinson, Kansas. It's a good little weekend getaway vacation for families to take. And then I just want to give a shout out to all of our families that I'm thinking about them during this heat. And I hope everyone's staying safe and animals are staying safe. And we're thinking about you here in the office, and let us know if there's anything that we can do to help or resources that you might need to get through this heat stretch. So we are here to help.
Everybody looking out for everybody. This is kind of a mess heat-wise, but...
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
We'll get
a little
through.
Sticky. Yeah.
Yeah. Air that you can chew. Blech.
Yes. Yes.
But this too shall pass, and in a few months we're going to be complaining, I'm freezing, turn up the heat.
Right.
Do you remember what happened?
You're totally right.
So it goes. This is Kansas. Well, thank you for the information, the updates, and especially for the shout-outs. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.